2006, we had a little more than 4,000 people that came into the Maroonbelle Snowmass Wilderness Area overnight at the 10 most popular trailheads. Last year, it was 18,000.
That's David Boyd, Public Affairs Officer with the White River National Forest.
And that's not just a blip from 2020. That's definitely been the trend. 2019 was about 15,000, and then 2018 was also 18,000.
He's talking about how many people visited a few places in the Maroonbelle Snowmass Wilderness Area over the past few years, where use has more than quadrupled, causing environmental damage and overcrowded campsites. We've heard this before about Conundrum Hot Springs, which prompted the Forest Service to start the permit system in 2017. That year, the Aspen Daily News reported that forest rangers and volunteers packed 70 pounds of trash out of Conundrum, not to mention the unburied human waste. Boyd says the 2017 permit system covered the most popular areas in the Maroonbelle Snowmass Wilderness Area, like the Four Pass Loop, but was only put into effect at Conundrum without the fee. Boyd adds the reservation system for Conundrum has helped reduce the amount of campers crammed into the area all at once. There are fewer people on the weekends and more people during the week.
People that have been up there since we started that permit system have been very pleased just because that was just getting so crowded up there.
He says the reservation system that was put in place at Hanging Lake near Glenwood Springs in 2019 has worked well.
That's been hugely successful. Just in spreading out the use, we've been able to repair some of the damage that had been occurring from just so much use and get some fencing and different things in there, too, that's helped.
But the trash and the environmental damage is still a problem, not only at Conundrum, but on the Four Pass Loop at Geneva Lake and Capitol Lake, hence the proposed fee.
One of the things that the fee can actually help us with is, you know, providing for more rangers that can help with not only handling the problem itself, but also educating people while they're out there about, you know, how to leave no trace and how to camp around bears and all those sorts of things.
Will Rausch, director of Wilderness Workshop, a public lands watchdog group based in Carbondale, understands the problem that the fee is trying to solve.
I've definitely seen a lot of the impact that this overuse has created, you know, whether it's campsites that are kind of sprawled out in sensitive areas right next to the hot springs, right next to the lake edge, where, you know, there's kind of conversion of natural spaces to bare ground. There's been, you know, lots of documented impacts from human waste, from firewood cutting and gathering. You know, the impacts are pretty clear. And then as well, just the impacts of that many people in one place, there's less tangible impacts to wildlife and their use of that area.
But he cautions that charging a fee to access public lands could lock some people out.
So we're going to be really pushing the Forest Service to think about equity as they put this fee proposal together and to think about how to ensure that low-income people, people of color, you know, people who have been left out from enjoying the benefits of wilderness and public lands are not further marginalized through a process like this.
That's a concern that we have, too, and that's one of the things he's going to help us with, that they have some ideas about how we can make it equitable. We'd certainly love to hear those.
David Boyd says the public comment period for the proposed fee will help the Forest Service figure out how to make it equitable. But does paying a fee to access wilderness take the public out of public lands? Again, Will Rausch.
You know, for people who have plenty of financial resources, that fee is not a barrier. And they might decide, well, I got to get a reservation when I want to go next summer. And 4 months ahead, it's no problem to book, you know, three different weekends and then, you know, I'll just pick the weekend that's most convenient for me as my summer schedule firms up. But for people who the fee is a financial barrier, you don't have that flexibility. And then all the, you know, reservations may already be taken by the time you figured your schedule out.
Wilderness Workshop plans to look at fee systems around the country to get some ideas and urges the Forest Service to work with communities that the fee would affect the most. The public can weigh in on the proposed fee until September 15th. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.